This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Riley Ridley, a rookie wide receiver, is in for Wims. Cowboys shift in the line, and Trubisky back to throw, standing, throws it in the end zone. Unbelievable. The ball is caught for a touchdown. Allen Robinson with 10 seconds left.
Jalen Smith claims he caught the football. He comes up with the ball.
The ruling on the field is that the ball was simultaneously caught by the offense and defense. Therefore, by rule, it's a touchdown.
Went to sleep angry, woke up angry, still angry, but there was one shining light. It was a tweet from our good buddy, Jane Slater, NFL Network, when I woke up to it this morning. Jerry says Jason Garrett will remain the coach, but I can confirm a very real interest in Urban Meyer. In fact, I'm told Stephen Jones spoke with him recently. Lincoln Riley remains a strong candidate and filed this name as a possibility. Clemson offensive coordinator Tony Elliott, per sources. Jane joining us right now on a very busy morning for her on the buyersafety.com hotline. Thank you. Appreciate it. First off, your thoughts on that game.
I felt for the team as well as the coach heading into this one because I truly believe that everybody involved thought they could turn this thing around and go on a run, which is why on the podcast and on NFL Network, I told people, like, prepare yourself for the very real possibility that Jerry could bring Jason back next year. In other words, they stick with Jason, they see this thing through until the playoffs, and then as these other coaches are a little bit more further down the line with what are going to be some potential job openings, the Cowboys could find themselves being the last one standing in a game of musical chairs. And Jason, at least, is your surest bet to get you in the playoffs every year. It's sort of a wild card with a new coaching staff and a new voice. But the way that they played last night in Chicago, you could see the quit. You could see the frustration setting in. You just felt like this thing was absolutely broken. And this was, in fact, going to be hard for Jerry Jones to sell moving forward. And so I don't revel in the idea of it being the end of the road for anybody. You know, like I've always said, Jason Garrett is very different on the podium than he is away from it. I've enjoyed getting to know him. I even talked to former players last night. Give me a sense of Jason Garrett. One player told me, what you guys don't see is how hard Jason Garrett works. I was told there would be instances in practice where they would get something wrong and he would just have a permanent scowl on his face. And, you know, they would say things like, come on, let's just move on to the other play. And Jason wouldn't allow that. And Jason did hold people accountable. So even a former player that I was talking to last night who was well-respected in this organization was like, you guys don't see the Jason Garrett that we see. And I believe that's why the Jones family is stuck with him. That's why Jerry Jones believes in him, is because there are those things that we don't see. And I believe Jerry truly, despite being mad, despite trying to motivate him through anger on the radio and on Good Morning Football, I think the writing was on the wall last night that it's probably best for both sides to go different ways. And I still truly believe that Jason Garrett's going to be a really good coach in the football league. I argued this last year with Justina Anderson and Robert Latall on Twitter last year, that he will be a head coaching candidate for a number of openings when they come available. I don't see him moving into a coordinator role. I think he is a guy that inspires men. I think that he's gotten these guys to play through some difficult situations over the years, but it's amazing to me that in 1 year, this thing is as broken as it is. I mean, we're talking about the optimism from last year and then even that, you know, that 13-3 season, that it's broken this quickly.
Jane, do you think Jason finishes this season?
I do. And it goes back to, I don't believe they have a clear candidate for the interim head coach. I mean, if you go down the list, Chris Richard, you know, the shine is sort of dulled a little bit. I don't think it's sexy to make a wide receivers coach like Sanjay Law your interim coach. John Kitna sort of repeatedly told us that he doesn't love the spotlight, even though I've argued that he's had a lot to do with the maturation of Dak Prescott this year. Rod Marinelli, of course, has been a head coach. I think he'd be intriguing, but I just don't think that the organization feels like now's the time to do it, especially when you consider they're still in the hunt for the playoffs, which is crazy when you look at just how bad this NFC East is and how easy it's been for the Cowboys, despite just, to me, significant losses against teams that are incredibly tough and competitive, who, you know, even just looking at Chicago last week, no Prince Amukamara, and you've got unseasonably warm weather for Chicago, and they still can't capitalize. They kept the game within 4 points with the Patriots. I mean, we've gone down the list, like the break they caught with Devontae Adams, the Packers, and no Adam Thielen with the Minnesota Vikings. Every opportunity to capitalize, and they just haven't done it this year. And so I feel like the organization, I feel like this is keeping Jerry Jones up at night. I truly believe that, because there is a part of him, the emotional side, that is still invested in Jason. Jason is his creation. He wants Jason to succeed. He sort of sees what we and the players see, that this is a good guy. This is a guy you want leading the organization. He does things the right way. But when it comes to the in-game performance, which is what you are, what your performance is based on, your success is based on, he's just not getting it done. And this was a make or break year for him.
Jane Slater, NFL Network, join us here at 105 through the Fan. You tweeted that there's a very real interest in Urban Meyer. Considering that he probably would have other college offers and signing days to worry about with the college game, and the Cowboys going to, like you said, make a push for the postseason, would there have to be like a wink-wink deal in place to keep him from taking, say, the USC job if they decided to, you know, go back on their Clay Helton word and decide to take him?
That would be a strong allegation if I were to make that, RJ, but I will say this. Stephen Jones and him have talked recently. That's all I'll say about it. I've been on good authority. I have a very good source on this, that they talked very recently. The nature of that discussion, I don't know if it was a look and see. Of course, we've got to do our due diligence. Of course, we've got to start doing a research committee of sorts right now. But I can confirm that there was a discussion that took place very recently. I can also confirm that they are very interested in Lincoln Riley, who, of course, is going to be at AT&T Stadium this weekend. And then I can confirm that this Tony Elliott thing is very intriguing. If you have not read up on Tony Elliott, you should. He was this guy that was certainly not on my radar. But he is a guy that the Cowboys have had at least two discussions with, and that those discussions, once again, were discussed about yet another meeting on Tony Elliott here very recently. And what's intriguing about him is he is the co-offensive coordinator at Clemson. You know, he's produced guys like Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins. He's a winner. They've played Alabama twice, beat them. But he and Jeff Scott, who are the co-coordinators, I'm told, and I've got sources within the Clemson building, who tell me that he would love that head coaching job at Clemson. He was also a candidate for the USC job. And so I think he's still a little locked in. He's 35 years old. His family story is about as tragic as Dak Prescott's. He had a really, really sad upbringing, a guy that sort of also bet on himself, is a winner despite the odds. There's this sort of I get a Dak Prescott vibe from him as I talk to people close to him. And so I think it's a guy to keep an eye on. He's, like I said, he might be that Sean McVay 2.0 that they continue to sort of covet, that hasn't been on a lot of our radars. But I will tell you, there are people within the league office that are pushing for him to get looks within the NFL. He is a guy that his players love. He is beloved at Clemson. And so I think he's an intriguing candidate right now.
We'll let you go with this. You became even more of a national star yesterday on Page Six, the New York Post and Bro Bible, after your Fitbit story connected to the Peloton controversy over boyfriends getting their girlfriends exercise equipment or things of that nature. Could you just quickly recap your Fitbit story that went viral nationwide?
So I violated a cardinal sin that my father made me promise when I was younger. He always said, report the news, don't become the news. I legitimately did not think that that thing was going to go viral. It was a story that a lot of my friends in the Dallas area knew. And I was laughing at the, if anyone wants to buy me a Peloton, first of all, that'd be the best gift a boyfriend had ever given
right?
or a significant other. I would take it in 5 seconds. Like, I don't find it offensive in the least. In fact, I pay $300 a month to go work out at my, like, Barry's Boot Camp class studios around here. So, like, you want to, like, gift me free workouts all in. But I merely responded that, you know, look, I loved my health-conscious gift until I didn't a few years ago because I was seeing this guy. I had joked with him around Christmas that, what are you trying to do? Put a tracker on me. And I was working. I don't want to give too many details away because I don't want this guy to get identified. I was working locally late covering sports. And I showed up to his house because I had a key. It was not like this was this weird, creepy deal. And we had planned a big birthday party for him the next day. And when I showed up there, he wasn't there. And so then I didn't think too much of it. I just assumed he was out with friends for his birthday. I then picked up the phone because it was so out of character for him and started calling local jails. Like, his car wasn't there. Like, oh my gosh, has he gotten pulled over for a DWI? Like, this is just very out of character for him. And my app happened to populate on my phone, and there were these heightened activity levels at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was so upset. I mean, to be fair, we were already kind of having problems in the relationship to begin with, but I was beside myself. And then the next day, I had planned a birthday party for him, which I had canceled. And he had called me early that morning. He was like, hey, babe, were you at the house? And I was like, you know I was at the house. Your birthday party has been canceled. Don't engage with me. And, of course, he engaged with me at a local restaurant, and it got a little ugly. And, you know, it is what it is. We ended up breaking up, and then, you know, I've moved on, and things are fine. And honestly, like, it's one of those stories that a girlfriend once told me. She's like, one day we'll laugh about this. And, of course, we have. I just didn't know that it would trigger. I think the reason why it triggered so much is you men became incredibly fearful because so many of us now have these Apple Watches and we sort of think with friends and family and don't think anything of it. And I certainly didn't think that the Fitbit was going to ever bust a boyfriend for nefarious behavior after hours. But I think it triggered so many people because, you know, you guys are worried about your smart TVs and the government looking in on you.
Yeah.
or a girlfriend. My sister's done this. She's taken the iPhone, the, you know, the Apple Face ID, and she's put it up to her boyfriend's face at night to get into it. Which is
that's just cold. See, this is the problem, because the problem I have is not...
My sister's insane.
The problem is...
But my point is, you guys have this thing on your little wrist that's motivating you, when in fact, and then you give it to your girlfriend, and now she's not only losing weight, she's going to lose you. And so I think it just triggered a lot of people that here they have this, like, thing on their body that could literally destroy their empire.
Imagine the activity, the DM activity level. This triggered 389,000 likes off of Jane's story, the great Jane Slater from the NFL Network and the podcast, where she got Dak's initial contract offer. Brian brought us talking about Urban Meyer, the Boys and Girls podcast. No, it's a crazy morning. Lack of sleep. Thank you so much. Keep killing it. Love you.
Anything for you guys. Have a good morning.
Jane Slater. Sorry, K&C. What do you guys have to tease today? You got an interview coming up in 30 minutes?
Jerry Jones at 10:30. Brian Broaddus at 11:40. Lindsey Draper at 1 o'clock. All your football insiders today.
Corey, what's your big heavyweight question to Jerry?
Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed as an organization?
Ooh! Bringing it! Jerry Jones, we'll see you Sunday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.